Hey everyone, in this podcast I am going to read summary of a book Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself from Blinkist. Your thoughts and emotions create your reality. Here's the proof. Have you ever stopped to reflect on the power of your thoughts and emotions? Do you believe that they play a role in shaping your reality? Recent advancements in neuroscience and epigenetics have shed new light on the topic, and the evidence is compelling. Every time you experience a thought or emotion, it triggers a chain reaction of neural activity in your brain. As you continue to think and feel, your brain begins to wire itself in a pattern, creating neural pathways that define your beliefs and habits. Your brain is plastic, meaning it can adapt to new experiences and learning, and it doesn't stop there. Your thoughts and emotions are also intimately connected to your physical state. Research has shown that stress, anxiety, and negative emotions can significantly impact your physical health. In contrast, positive thoughts and feelings can boost your immune system and improve your overall well-being. No wonder the placebo effect is so powerful. It highlights the role of our beliefs and expectations in shaping our physical outcomes. Now imagine, if you could harness the power of your thoughts and emotions to create the reality you desire, it is possible, and first step is to become aware of your limiting beliefs. Are you holding on to negative thought pattern or ideas, preventing you from reaching your full potential? By taking a step back and reflecting on these beliefs, you can begin to challenge and transform them. So, your thoughts and emotions are incredibly powerful and influential and play a fundamental role in shaping your reality. By becoming aware of your limiting beliefs and harnessing the power of your mind through intentional practices, you can create a new perception of reality and a more fulfilling life. Ready for a reality shift? Head to the next section for the secrets to it. To start bending reality, fill up on gratitude and positive imagery first. Ever heard of the expression, "What you resist persists"? It's true. The more you resist something, the more it persists. Whether it's a negative thought, an emotion, or a challenging situation, the more you try to stamp it out, the more it takes over your brain. Why? When you resist something, you are essentially giving it power, and you are telling your brain that this particular thought, emotion, or situation is significant and worthy of your attention. As such, your brain focuses on it, strengthening the neural pathways associated with it and solidifying it in your reality. To rewire your brain, you have to adopt a different approach. Instead of resisting what you don't want, focus on the goals you want to achieve. Shift your attention from things you don't like to those you do. The power to change lies in your capability to reframe and redirect your thoughts and emotions. But how do you do it? First, practice gratitude. Make it a habit to focus on things you are grateful for in life. They could be anything, big or small. A roof over your head, good health, a supportive family, or a beautiful sunset. By focusing on what you are grateful for, you shift your focus away from what you don't like and begin to see the world differently. Another effective method is to engage in positive visualization. Imagine yourself in the reality you desire, complete with all the feelings, emotions, and experience you want. When you engage in positive visualization, you send a clear message to your brain about what you want to experience, and your brain responds by making it a priority. In conclusion, resisting what you don't want in your life only strengthens its grip. The solution is to shift your focus to what you want. By practicing gratitude and positive visualization, you can redirect the flow of your thoughts and emotions and create a more fulfilling reality.